We're going to learn a new song tonight, Uval Havdim Be'eretz Ashur, and those who are lost in the land of the Assyrian Empire will return. Ve'anidachim, and those that have also been lost, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, they will all return. Ve'ishtachavu la'Hashem, and they will bow to Hashem Be'har HaKodesh, on the holy mountain, Be'Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. So the Rebbe of Chabad said on this pasuk, he said, "Ha'avdim be'eretz Ashur, those that are lost in the land of Ashur." Ashur could also mean Osher, the land of joy. That's the land where everyone's always right. What does it say in the beginning of the Declaration of Independence? The right to pursue freedom, right? Pursuit of happiness. Okay. What did I say? Pursue freedom. Yeah, pursue happiness. So, pursue happiness. We're always pursuing happiness. Do we ever get it? No, we're pursuing it. That's okay. So, Eretz Ashur is the land of let's be meushar. Let's be happy. I can't eat as I talk. Thank you. So, Uvau Ha'ovdim, those that are lost in Eretz Ashur, in the land of Ashur, which either means the Syrian Empire or the land of pursuit of happiness, will return. The Anidachim and those that have been lost, the Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of, what is Mitzrayim? So Mitzrayim could be Egypt. Mitzrayim could also be the land of the Iron Curtain, the land of Meitzar, of oppression. So they will all return, the Ishtachavu LaHashem, they will bow to Hashem Be'ar HaKodesh on the holy mountain, the Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Now this is very interesting. When they started building Far Chabad, the Rebbe of Chabad said, "Bill Moore." They didn't want to listen to him. They said, "Rebbe, we don't have people." He said, "They're coming. Believe me, they're coming. Build more, build more." And they didn't listen to him. And then when the Jews came out of Russia, they didn't have houses for them. And no one understood what he was talking about. And he kept saying, "Build more." And they wouldn't listen to him. He said, "I'm telling you, more are coming." No one knew what he was talking about. So he said that chat in this pasuk. So now, guys, I am not a Chabadnik, even though I have great respect for the Rebbe of Chabad, but there's what to learn from everyone. So, Uvau Ha'ovdim. Everyone's munching now. So I'm doing solo. Okay, so we'll wait till everyone swallows, and then we'll sing together. I barely have a voice tonight. Uvau Ha'ovdim Be'eretz Ashur. והנידחים בארץ מצרים ובאו העובדים בארץ האשור והנידחים בארץ מצרים והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש בירושלים 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 בארץ אשור והנידחים בארץ מצרים ובאו העובדים בארץ אשור והנידחים בארץ מצרים והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש והשתחוו לשם בהר הקודש בירושלים 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 Yerushalayim. Quick question, let's see what we learned tonight. How's Yerushalayim spelled?
Two yuds.
Without the second yud. Why is it that way? Yerushalayim is the conjunction of which two words? Yera'eh and Shalem. And what does Yerushalayim connote when we use the double terminology? Yerushalayim?
Two cities.
Now back to Freddie's question. When we speak about Yerushalayim, two cities, one above and one below, how is this one going to be rebuilt? From below or from above?
Depends on us.
Said two options, right? Either it's going to calm down fiery flame, or if we live up to what we're supposed to do, build it from below. Look at that. You guys know a lot. We're just like that. And the new song. Okay.